don't believe in God. I'm not, a religion man, but the nature is a nature. Even animals knows who is a male, who is a female. But my son, he doesn't know what is him. I think that's stupidity.
My uncle completely disowned him.
He was refusing to grow and evolve, and I couldn't be anything else but what I am, who I am. Can't be someone else. You know, they expected you to lie for the rest of your life. How can any person really lie for the rest of their life, you know?
Ovo mi se žali, ovo me napalja. Mažat me napalja. Ja sa onego se fajtujem. Tamo da ga ubedam, treba ovo da ga ubedam. Ovo ne se ubeduje, tatko mu, se fajtujem sa onego. To je na mene vika, ja se fajtujem sa onego. 15 godina, ja sam među njih, vaka sam bila. To je mnogo teško, znaš.
Toni Radevski veli дека на почеток од снимањето на документарниот филм «Блудниот син» почнало многу срамежливо. Многу едноставно, самиот тој бил снимател, неговата сестра го снимала тонот, па така се било во семејството. И затоа за чичкото Алексо снимањето не изгледало заканувачко. Тони снимал во период од 2,5 години, што придонело неговиот чичко Алексо да се чувствува сосема слободно пред камерата.
So I just finished university and I was very simple, you know, myself a camera, my sister was sound recording, very much a family affair, so it was very low key. So I think it was very, for him, when I started filming, it was very non-threatening, do you know? And he also was very much good natured in the sense of he believed in my filmmaking and he believed in, I guess, the story that I was telling. To a degree. And so it started off very slowly, very, very slowly. And then, you know, it took me 2.5 years to film. And so I think they got comfortable after a while, with the camera in front of them. But also when I spoke to my cousin Ted, he was talking about how that experience of talking to somebody about it was very cathartic as well. It was almost like a therapy session, you know, like of talking about something that you've held, you know, so internally for this whole time.
Тони Радевски сака да верува дека после 10 години од снимањето на филмот «Блудниот син», повеќето македонци воопшто го имаат сменето својот поглед кон хомосексуалноста и дека тоа има слушнато за слични приказни кои не се толку тешки и груби како она за неговиот братучет Тед.
I'd like to think generally, societally, as a whole, things have changed, you know, like, and I do think the Macedonians have also taken aboard that progression as well, but it's a tricky one, you know, like I hear stories now of other Macedonian friends or friends of friends who have come out, and their stories aren't as harsh as this one, you know, like my cousin's story and my uncle and auntie's story is very harsh, you know, and of course, you know how it is, you know, with Macedonians, particularly the ones who are born there, have very much firm views about what sexuality is. And so I'd like to think there's some progression, and that's not just progression in the community, but a greater societal progression as well.
Тони Радевски вели дека секогаш е тешко човек да се гледа себе си на филм, но дека неговиот чичко Алексо сепак верувал дека сторил добро и дека сакал да ја прикаже и неговата страна на приказната, затоа што многу лесно можел да биде демонизиран во заедницата. Сепак, приказната е многу комплексна, вели тој.
It's always a strange thing when you're watching yourself, you know, it's very difficult to watch yourself. I think inside, and he said to me, he feels like he did the right thing. He felt like he wanted to tell his side of the story, and I was very much going to treat that with respect. A character like my uncle could easily be demonized, can easily be portrayed in a very negative light, but I really wanted to show in the documentary the struggle that exists in terms of that mentality, you know, and it's not an easy thing for someone to say, look, I'm going to talk to you again, even though their beliefs are so firm, you know, it's actually very much a struggle for him. And I understood that struggle to a degree. I respect the fact that he tried to push past that and try to get some acceptance and some understanding for his son. And so when I portrayed, I guess his portrayal in the documentary, I want to show is very grey. It's complicated, you know, and I didn't want to simplify it and say, this uncle, he's a bad person, he's an evil person, you know, it's not. This uncle is a very complex person. And so that, and he, and you know, he fought very much with himself, I guess, to try to balance that out. And I think the response I get from most people after watching the film is that he's not as harsh as he comes across.
По премиерата на документарниот филм «Блудниот син», Тони Радевски вели дека имале веб-чат со публиката во која голем број биле македонци, а и представници на други малцински заедници, со слични проблеми на неприфаќање и отфрлање на луѓето со поинаква сексуална ориентација.
When we had the premiere on TV, we had a web chat afterwards with the audience. And we had so many people, Macedonians, also minority groups, you know, in very similar situations. So I guess the film is not just about, you know, being Macedonian, but it's also about being different and, you know, being a minority. And we had a lot of people really respond well. I mean, some people found, I guess, the whole lifestyle offensive. And of course, you're always going to have those factions of the community that don't agree with the lifestyle, or not even the lifestyle, agree with the fact that someone's gay, right? And so on the whole, because it's such a human story and a story of struggle, I think a lot of people connected with it.
На 20-ти овој месец закажана е премиерата на новата кратка драма на Тони Радевски под наслов Дедо. Накусо вели се работи за еден млад дечко, за романса и за погреб.
Дедо is it's a short drama. So I've done sort of animation, I've done documentary, I've made a few different types of things, but I hadn't had a chance to direct or write my own funded drama. So it's a short film funded by Metro Screen and Screen Australia. And it's basically about, it takes place in a funeral, a Macedonian Orthodox funeral. And it's about a boy, it's about a romance, and it's about a dead grandfather. That's all I can say at this point.
Okay, thank you.
It's a comedy. It's a comedy.
Sure.